Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Excited about what God has been doing as we've been talking about our compelling vision, our compelling faith, the version of our faith that is so compelling. And I know that there are so many questions people have today. There's this belief that compels us to be different. You know, there was these guys in this scripture that we've been looking at, Acts chapter 10, in verse 27 through 33, that had sent for Peter to come and to share the gospel with them. And Peter had this vision and God was setting him up to send him to talk with them. And here's what happens when they get together. While talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. And he said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit with a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objection. May I ask why you sent for me?" And this Cornelius answered, "3 days ago, I was praying. At 3 in the afternoon, suddenly a man in shining clothes stood before me. And he said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and remembered your gifts to the poor.' So he said, 'Send a Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He is a guest in the house of Simon the tanner, who lives by the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and it was good for you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything that the Lord has commanded you to tell us." Let me remind you, friend, that our belief can compel others to be different. And people saw and they knew and heard from God, and they sent for a man of God to share with them the Word of God. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this opportunity, God, to be used by you. God, I pray that you compel us to continue to share our faith with our friends and our family. Amen.